Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to Mullen's Mind and Body. It's been, it's been a few since I've been on here. And really, it's been a crazy year. It's probably been maybe June or July since I've done a podcast. And now we're in, almost Thanksgiving. So it's been a while. And really, what I wanted to do is jump back on. And today, what I wanted to talk about is kind of what's led me to the where I am today. This past year, the ups and downs, and kind of why my podcast, I was putting out one or twice a week to really now, haven't put one up in months and months. So I just want to go back a little bit earlier this year. So really, the beginning of this year was a crazy start for me. So I worked at Berkshire Community College down in Pittsfield, and I was the fitness coordinator up there. So I was taking a new position on earlier this year in moving out of Boston. And I had big goals physically for this year too. So really, I planned on doing a ton of Spartan races, buying maybe a season pass, competing in that, and getting out of the bodybuilding world a bit because I wanted a new challenge physically. I was, just needed something different. And what happened is in January, it was probably a month or two into like getting ready. My conditioning was getting better. I was feeling better. And what happened in January, I ended up going for like a mile and a half run in the morning. It was super random, just nothing crazy, and my back started to tighten up. And what happened was, is it just started to tighten up a little bit, and I got home, stretched out, was a little sore, but nothing really out of the norm. So what happened, though, is as the day went on, it got tighter and tighter and tighter until that night. And that night, man, I think I was in the bathroom. I don't remember. I went into the bathroom, so brushing my teeth, and I went to bent over to like reach for turn on the water, and it just spasmed. I mean, locked up, and it was like put me on the floor, and it was like hard because I like put me to the floor, but it was horrible on my way to the floor. So like it was painful all the way down. So it was, debilitating. Like literally for like a week, I couldn't sleep. That night, I didn't sleep at all. Bree brought me to the hospital the next day. I was on all fours like a dog in the back of the car. Like it was horrible. So that was that earlier in this year. So that like knocked me out of the gym for like 6 weeks, lost a bunch of weight, didn't eat because I didn't really care to eat. So I lost a bunch of weight, lost muscle. Obviously my conditioning was done. My back was a mess. So I wasn't running or doing anything. So I got back into it, started to run again, feel a little bit better, slowly but surely got back into the gym. And in March, I was deadlifting, got up into the 300s, which for me relatively is not that hard. It's like an RPE 6-7. And tweaked it again. And I mean, in the video, it looked perfect, but it tweaked. So I was like, fuck, man, like that sucked. So then that happened. So going through this process, like I'm going to a different job. I was kind of, stable there. It was okay. I enjoyed the job. But what happened was, is the injuries really messed with me. So the injuries, if I can't work out, if I don't have any goals physically, or like I can't be consistent in the gym and active, I feel lazy, feel unproductive, and it was messing with me mentally so bad. So it just got really, really bad mentally. So after March, at this point, I'm not gonna be able to do any races. I'm not gonna really do anything. I was also signed up for a Savage race, which I had a team signed up in, which was gonna be sick. I ended up doing that like about a month after this second injury. But it just, I came in last in my group. It was fun. We all had a good time. I think everyone had a blast, but I just physically wasn't where I needed to be for the race. I kind of just muscled through it. And at this point, I was like kind of a thinner, more less muscle mass, less conditioned version of myself. And it got worse just because I had the injuries going. And then I ended up, my term at BCC stopped in June. And after that, I was like, shoot, like, what am I going to do? So we're trying to figure out at this point where I'm going to be moving to. We're planning on moving to Connecticut from Mass to get closer to her job. And I thought I had a job lined up at UConn, just fell through. And it just, I thought from the fitness director position at BCC, I thought I was going to be a fitness director at UConn. It was kind of an all in or nothing thing. It just didn't work out. And, between that and then the injuries, I ended up leaving BCC, was just doing like side things. I was like flipping stuff on eBay, side jobs with my dad, driving like 2 hours just to do like some labor work for like 4 or 5 hours. And I kind of felt like I lost myself completely. Physically, I was not even close to where I was at any point in my life in the last 10 years. career-wise was like, I feel like I took steps backwards and I wasn't growing, and it was mentally just horrible. Yeah, and I just feel like I was taking so many steps in the wrong direction for my career. And at the beginning, I didn't think that, but then I started to just get in my head bad. And, you know, so I had like very little money, didn't really have any path career-wise, and I was injured. So you add all those up, I just became an absolute shit show. So then we ended up moving to Connecticut, to a beautiful place, which is awesome. But job-wise, I didn't know what I was doing, so I decided to do Uber to cover expenses. So the last 2.5 months, I've been doing Uber, which has its ups and its downs. It's been beating up my car. I had a bunch of car issues too. Like, I had to replace the full transmission. Luckily, it was covered. But, like, you know, my body still wasn't getting better. I still have low back pain. It just, you know, it's been a few steps in the right direction and then more like 4 or 5 steps in the bad direction. So now here we are. You know, it's a couple of weeks from Thanksgiving, and, you know, I have a potential job set up. Well, at least I had an interview on the phone yesterday for a position down at ESPN. And what it is basically a wellness coordinator position. It's more operations. It's like 29 hours a week that I applied for. And really, it's just kind of overseeing, you know, some of the activities in the fitness center, really in charge of most of the intramural programs there. And, you know, that's what, you know, what that job kind of entails. You're kind of doing a lot of different little things, but the priority is, you know, in charge of setting up a lot of the intramural programs. From what I've talked about, I'm hopefully have a, you know, an in-person interview maybe later this week or next week. But we'll see. So that's where my, you know, my mind is at right now. Physically, I'm really trying to like figure out the best way to go about what I want. I miss being stronger. I miss being bigger. I just feel better, physically, mentally. So I'm trying to get more into the bodybuilding stuff again, but trying to create my own program for myself that really, really is kind of, you know, fits me, because I've been trying to, I'm not going to be the same person as I was 10 years ago, my early 20s. And, you know, now I'm 29, and that's been the other part of it, right? You're 29, you're becoming 30, you get in your own head. I preach to people about how it's like, you know, don't get in your own head, but I'm getting in my own head. So I'm trying to work on that and figure things out, try to take one day at a time. And that's really why I got it back on this podcast, is this was the one thing I was having fun doing. I was enjoying. I got to like spread my, you know, what I'm going through, you know, seeing if people can relate what to what I'm going through, and really just kind of putting out some content again. And it's a way for me to vent and connect with other people. So, yeah, so that's really what I'm at, you know, still doing the Uber, physically trying to figure things out, got the job hopefully maybe falling into place, and just trying to get things together. And on top of that, I had a wedding, you know, planning for the next year. And you know, with me not making as much money as I am, that's been messing with me, because I feel like I haven't been able to do as much as I want to do and do things. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure things out. So but yeah, that's my little rant. I wanted to come back on, kind of explain what the last year's been, why I kind of fell off the wagon on the podcast and got into my own head. You know, another thing really briefly is I jumped off social media for a month to try to reevaluate myself, because I was just scrolling for hours and hours and hours, and it was just wasting so much time. And if you're not in a good mindset, you're just going to compare yourself to other people. And it's really not something you want to do. And even subconsciously, you're doing it without realizing it by doing that. So I did jump back on briefly social media. I started posting content a little bit again, really Instagram stories, but nothing crazy. Made a little bit of Facebook, but I'm going to, you know, do my best to continue to try to take steps and post positive content and get my mind right and just document a lot of the stuff that I'm starting to go through. And, you know, I'm sure there's a handful of people that are dealing with more stuff for sure. And, you know, at least the ups and downs of, you know, whether you're 29, 30 years old and trying to figure stuff out, or, you know, taking steps back in your career or physically being injured. So those are all things I'm going through. So I wanted to put it out there. And I hope, you know, you guys enjoy, you know, this little podcast and clip. So, yeah, so we'll talk soon, and, we'll go from there, guys. I hope to be posting consistently more. I don't want to put a number on how many per week or one per week or whatever, but I definitely going to consistently putting more stuff out than I have been. So I'd like to at least do one a week, and, use it a way for me to vent and also just put out some content. So appreciate you guys listening, and we'll be in touch soon.